Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Movie Crush, Mini Crush, Emily in the Basement, Segment 2.
Segment 2.
Show 2.
Sure.
Jesus.
Whatever you'd like. It's your show. Dear. Dear. It's the worst.
We don't even say dear.
When you say dear, it's offensive.
But you don't say dear.
It's like when you call me dear. Emily, when you address me as when you're calling my name. It's like one thing if you're talking about me, but if you're like, Emily, I'm like, ew, ew. Oh, God, that makes me so mad. It's like grating on my ears.
You don't say ew. If we're having like a talk and I go, Emily, you go, you fucking asshole, don't call me Emily.
Well, usually you do it in a way that's so offensive.
Emily?
No, come on. It's you doing you. And the yous are subtle. They're barely perceptible.
Do we have to get into this shit?
Yeah, they're barely perceptible by other people, but I know you.
Can I stay on my pedestal here?
You might not want to have me on your show very
much.
People
think I'm a good guy.
He's a great guy, everybody.
They like me. You don't want to ruin that.
I don't want to ruin it, nor was I, you know, by making you human. Sorry about that.
All right, so I'm going to set this next segment up, and we will see if it happens or not. But we thought it might be fun to sit down, and we're not going to do it now because we're downstairs drunk in the basement.
We're not drunk. I'm exhausted.
Speak for yourself.
We
thought it. No, I'm good. We thought it might be fun to get Ruby in the basement.
Yeah,
and talk a little Frozen.
Sitting here talking on a mic.
And what cute thing did she say the other day when I said, you know, something about being on the show, which she knows is called Movie Crush.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
she said that the other day. I was like, what?
My favorite. Maybe I've told this. I had Movie Crush on in the car, and she went, "Is that Chuck?"
Did she really?
Yeah.
That's funny. No, she said, Daddy, I'll get nervous because all the people.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's just
sweet
us.
Kid.
There are no people. She didn't know how this works. So just.
But she clearly does.
Well,
sometimes she says stuff. I'm like, how do you know that?
I know. So I'm going to set it up. We're going to try and talk to Ruby about Frozen. So if it happens, great. If not, we'll just go right into the next bit.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because she does. Sometimes she will not perform.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes she's 100% and, you know, 1,000%.
But sometimes, I think the microphone might freak her out. So we'll just see.
We'll see.
So
she has a lot to say about Frozen, though.
Here we go.
Spin.
Or not. With Ruby on Frozen. All right. So now we have in the studio, we have Ruby. Hello. Can you say hi?
Hi.
This is your first time being on the show, but you know what show this is, right? You said the name of it the other day. Do you remember?
Movie Crush.
How do you know that?
That is impressive.
That's pretty impressive. You hear me talking on the radio sometimes, right?
Yeah.
In the car?
Yeah.
Hey, is that Chuck?
That's right. And Noel. You know Noel too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Noel has the cool daughter who's a little bit older than you.
So we thought a fun thing to do would be to talk about a couple of movies called Frozen 1 and Frozen 2.
I always love Frozen 1 to Frozen 2.
Which one is your favorite one?
Frozen 2.
Really? She doesn't like to pick favorites usually. I'm impressed.
Who is your favorite character?
Elsa.
Oh, why do you like Elsa?
Because she has powers.
Yeah? What else? What else do you like about her?
Because she can make ice.
Yeah, her powers to make ice, that's pretty cool. She can freeze things.
And Daddy loves ice, so.
That's right.
You'd be popular in this household.
What's our favorite drink? It's ice water, right?
Well, that's Ruby's favorite drink.
So, what do you think about Olaf?
He's funny.
Yeah? Do you like his songs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're kind of silly.
Yeah, they are kind of silly compared to the rest of them, huh?
Yeah.
What about Anna? She's pretty cool too, huh?
She can climb.
Oh, yeah. Is she a climber?
Yeah.
What is she climbing?
A rock.
Did she climb like an ice rock?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when she went to go visit when she went to go find Elsa?
Yeah.
What about let me see, what's another good question, Mommy?
Who do you think should be married to Kristoff, Anna or Elsa?
Or Sven?
Anna.
Anna, yeah? And Elsa's kind of doing her own thing, right? She's just strong and powerful and cool.
Yes.
Wait, what's the reindeer's name again?
Sven.
What is your favorite song from either one of the movies?
Oh. Let Go.
Let It Go? That's kind of the big one, isn't it?
It's a big one. It's Why the anthem.
That, everyone loves that song.
It's an anthem. Plus, it's like Let It Go, man.
Yeah.
See? Everybody wants to let it go.
Well, since no one asked, I'll go ahead and tell you what my favorite song is. I think it is, "And He's a Bit of a Fixer Upper." I love that song.
Daddy wants to be a troll.
Maybe that's what it is.
What is your favorite song, Mommy?
My favorite song is Frozen 2, where she's singing with the herself. Yeah.
Yeah. That's also my favorite one.
Yeah. You can have all the favorites that you want, kiddo. You don't have to pick.
Besides Frozen 1 and Frozen 2, what do you think your favorite thing to watch on TV is?
Moana.
Moana?
Yeah.
Moana's Which pretty great.
Also has a great soundtrack.
What's your favorite TV show? I know the answer.
Frozen.
No. What's your favorite TV show?
Moana.
No, that's a movie. You know, TV shows are a little bit shorter.
She doesn't know the difference.
She does.
What's the shorter TV that you like to watch?
I'll give you a hint. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
PJ Masks.
PJ Masks.
And, they're pretty cool.
And Dino Dan.
Yeah.
And Dino Rex.
Oh, is Dino Trek. Rex new? Oh, Trek's Adventures?
Yeah. Trek's Adventures.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Is dinosaurs are kind of one of your favorite things, right?
Yeah.
Why do you like dinosaurs?
Because some have horns and some eat meat.
Because some eat meat and some have horns?
Triceratops has horns. And T-Rex can eat meat.
That's right. All right, kiddo. Have you enjoyed being on the show?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything to sign off, like a goodbye, perhaps?
Goodbye, and I love you.
Oh,
that's a nice way to end it. Thank you for being here.
Talk more.
You want to talk more?
Yeah.
Okay, that was either awesome or didn't happen.
Circle one.
And
that was either A or B.
We're going to move on to our first real segment that we know is going to happen. It is called Emily's Holes.
That's rude.
Did you bring me a Sharpie?
Near.
I asked you to bring me a Sharpie.
I know. I forgot as soon as you told me.
Can you go get a Sharpie?
I can go get a Sharpie.
All right.
I run his errands, everyone.
Oh, which is 100% false. Fake news, everybody.
No.
All right. I'm going to keep recording while she's up there. So I asked you guys, because here's the deal with Emily's Holes. I know what movies she's seen and what movies she hasn't seen, almost like 100%. There's a few every now and then that surprise me, but we see a lot of movies together and we talk about movies a lot in our house. So I pretty much know what her deal is. So there's no way I could do this. It would not be fair if I made any kind of list at all. So what I did was I asked you guys on Facebook and I figured I would just, thank you, m'lady. I was just telling everyone that I know all your holes, so I can't make a list. There's no way I could do it in a fair way.
Yeah.
So I asked everyone, and I think I copied them onto a Word doc.
Okay.
And I'm just going to, I think we should do like multiples of what? Seven?
I don't know how many are there.
21, 28? Well, no, that involves math.
7, 14.
10, 20, 30, 40.
Is that better, boo?
That's better.
Real quick, all four of our animals are obsessed with the fact that we are locked in a room that they're not
really?
In. Oh yeah, I tripped over a cat, a dog. I'm like yelling at the old dog to not come down. Nico would not move from the landing out here. They're like,
like,
that's somebody to think about.
You in
like,
a room?
Right behind this door.
Oh, God. They can hear us and they're freaking out. They're like, why are they locked in a room?
Oh, my Lord. They have such FOMO.
They're worse than children as far as, like, why am I not allowed to do that with you?
Oh, totally. Well, they're about a 4.5-year-old, come to think of it.
No, they're not quite that old.
All right. So what I did was I asked the movie crushers, and let's go and just go and...
Holes as in movies that I haven't seen.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll just go in groups of 10.
Okay.
I'll go 1, 10, 20, because it's the only fair way to do it.
Okay. Are there that many movies?
Well, we go through 20.
Okay.
And this is how I do my scorecard. See how easy that is?
Oh, we each do one.
No. I just ask you if you've seen a movie. That's a yes and a no. Oh.
Well, I mean, come on.
What?
I know that.
Well, then how did you fuck it up?
I didn't fuck it up. I thought you were talking about something else. Grief.
You see how easy that was? There was an episode where Noel did Chuck's Holes, and he was drawing, and everyone laughed. It's become kind of this, like, semi-famous bit.
A Venn diagram?
That's what I said. Oh. I said it was like a Venn diagram. Fuck, lady. All right, here we go. We're going to start with David Mills. And I asked for a genre, too, because I didn't want people to do, like, weird sci-fi.
Yeah, it can be all over.
Stuff
yeah.
that you're not
start,
really
like,
to.
Fellini movies. I'm like, I haven't seen any of those.
So I wanted to give you a chance. And so I just said...
Give me a chance.
I just said thrillers.
Give a girl a chance.
In general. So we're going to start with David Mills.
You guys are going to be disappointed at the amount of holes in my thriller. Jean. No, anything past mid-90s, probably.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
David Mills, not our cousin.
Yeah.
Says... The movie, Training Day.
Did. Denzel. Mm-hmm. Love Denzel.
All right.
That's is that a thriller? Don't know that I would.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to take issue unless it's really off
Fair enough.
Target. Because some of these are border.
I'm not mad because I saw it, but I guess I wouldn't have categorized this out of my brain. But
okay. I know you've seen this one. Amy Braganini.
Braganini.
Says this. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I can do it.
April Fool's Day.
I love that movie. We have had extensive conversations about that movie. I saw that in the theater in the 80s.
All right. You're doing great.
Like 7th or 8th grade.
All right. I'm just jumping in intervals of 10, yeah. I don't know what's coming. Ryan Morgan says the movie Moon.
I did not watch that. Your description of it stressed me out, so I opted out.
All right.
Sam.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, yeah. David Bowie's son, directed it. And I wish I knew, I can't remember, Duncan, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah, I just, it was intrigued me and may have even, was it stressful?
I don't remember if it was that stressful.
I'm very choosy about thrillers because I don't like to be stressed out by movies.
It's an isolated guy on a moon base.
Yeah.
So it's not stressful.
But I remember you talking about it, but there was a reason for whatever you, anyways. No, I've not seen it.
Okay. All right. Let me go with Jacob Soriano.
Soriano
says this movie, Running Scared, Paul Walker film.
No,
I don't know that movie.
I would have guessed it was an 80s movie. I do not know that movie. All right, may he rest in peace.
2006.
He's very handsome and apparently very nice. Our friend worked with him and loved him.
Yeah, said he's a great guy.
Yeah,
and super handsome.
Yeah.
Michael Griffith, one of our old pals, says the movie. I know I saw this. I don't know if you saw it. Collateral. It was the movie shot with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. I want to say Michael Mann. Was that Michael Mann?
I feel like I saw this.
It was
this.
One of
What's
the first
the
kind of first big movies to be shot on like DV.
Yeah.
All like low budget style.
So was it shaky cam? Because I probably turned it off if it like was that. Shaky cam. Well, it makes me sick. I don't think you saw it. Collateral.
And it's Tom Cruise.
It's like I'll pretty much, I'm like a 98% not going to watch it if he's in it.
Which is funny because I do like Tom Cruise, and that's one of the few things we kind of disagree on.
We just disagree vastly on that.
I think he's pretty great.
I can barely handle looking at his face. I hate his face.
Most of that is because of Scientology, though, right?
No, he's just faux.
You want to tell your mission? Well, should we say this? The Mission Impossible story?
I will. I don't mind telling it. Right, so I worked on Mission Impossible 2 on the Moab unit. And they were like fresh from Australia. I was the APOC, the Assistant Production Office Coordinator.
Okay.
So I was in the office all the time. So I did go to dinner with Paula Wagner, his producing partner, who was lovely. Oh, wow. And like, she's got all huge. The wine. Yeah, 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 yeah. We had a really great dinner with her.
You got all the wine?
Got all the wine. She got all the wine, and I helped her drink it. But she was lovely, I have to say. Like,
I
very...
love that that was the first detail from the story. Well, we got all the wine.
Yeah. You know, I was like, I was a poor APOC at that point, and I'm out to dinner with this like very like sure. fancy movie producer.
Oh,
and,
fuck yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that was amazing.
I mean, you know how it is on those, like, especially we're on location in mm-hmm. Moab, so there was like one nice restaurant. Anyways, so the funniest Tom Cruise
story.
It's
like when you drove Katie Holmes home from set.
Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
She's hanging out of my car screaming. And I'm like, we're about to she didn't know how famous she was. And I was like, we're about to have like a stream of people running behind us. And she goes, sorry, I ruined your rep. And I was like, no, no, no.
I know.
It's not my rep funny? That I'm concerned about.
Emily's got good stories, yeah. everybody. Because that was a Go.
I was Go.
You worked on that movie, yeah, which is
she was
fucking
lovely.
Fantastic.
She was adorable. Really just like a dear person.
Then that was when she was super young. And sort
she was
of,
on Dawson's, yeah.
Yeah, fresh-faced, young Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tom Cruise, Moab.
Tom Cruise, Moab. He was still married to Nicole. They flew him. So there was a rehearsal. And, you know, like you guys have heard stories about this, the money bleeding. Mm-hmm. Like I was here. They were coming from Australia. And
people are like, why do movies cost so much money?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
This is why.
Because they have a warehouse full of SUVs.
Yeah, they pay for whatever
that
it takes.
Were just purchased in cash yeah. and sitting in a warehouse in Australia. And they're probably going to sit there for a while. You know, like just ridiculous
crazy.
Shit. Yeah, it's offensive, the money that's wasted.
And yeah, the movie business is efficient in some ways and so not in others. It's
it kind of depends. Indies are efficient because you have to be because
well,
you're
course.
Robbing Peter to pay
but
Paul
I
and scraping
by. But I
don't
even mean by. Big movies. Like they're, well, actually big movies are kind of wasteful.
They're pretty wasteful. Well, it depends on the it depends on a lot of factors. It depends on the actor. It depends on the director.
When it's someone like a Tom Cruise, though, they yeah. throw money at whatever the fuck they need.
Well, he's an executive producer, too. He's yeah. a very powerful person.
He didn't hear the word no.
Yeah. So there is a, you know, he does all of his own stunts. So there's mm-hmm. this big, like, out on a ledge intent scene. So I can't even remember. It was Mission Impossible
well,
too.
That's what's funny. You're like, yeah, this thing. That's one of the great Mission Impossible scenes okay. is when he's on that fucking
well,
ledge.
He's supposed to rehearse it. So the whole crew is out there. It's freezing. You're on a rock in fucking Utah.
Yeah.
And that he and Nicole are in this private jet and fly in and they land. And, you know, there's like, we're working. It's on like a Saturday morning.
Right.
And I mean, everyone's being paid for this, but you know, you're on location. Like you need a little bit of downtime. Shooting is hard. And they stay on the plane for like an hour. And then someone comes down and says, Tom's not coming to set. Meanwhile, people have been sitting out on this windy rock for
just
an hour
waiting
for him to rehearse. You know, like shit like that. Like that's, I mean, and I was just like, and that is what uh-huh. big, famous, rich people
yeah.
do to crew members.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of your first big exposures to that.
Yeah.
Cause
that yeah, because I hadn't worked on big
probably the
movies.
Biggest movie.
No.
And you just did the Moab shoot.
Yeah.
Which is like one tiny little portion.
One
of
tiny
this
little
thing.
Portion, yeah.
So funny.
It was cool. I love Moab, though. Highly recommend.
My only Tom Cruise story is when I was working for M80 on
That's not
TV.
Why I don't like him, though.
No.
Like, he's weird and gross.
When I was working at M80, doing all those commercials with Andrew and Adrian, mm-hmm. those guys, I worked in an office in Santa Monica, and they had different floors, had different things going on, and one floor was a casting agency. I actually got two quick stories about this. We were totally derailed from your holes.
My holes. we shouldn't be discussing my holes anymore, people, so sorry.
Don't worry, we'll get right back to it. Tom Cruise, there was a casting agency on the floor above us, and there was a rumor that Cruise was there.
Yeah, so I'm sure it was everyone was abuzz.
Oh, well, I was. I fucking ran upstairs, and I saw kind of walking away from me. Down the hall.
This tiny person?
Well, no, that's the joke. I saw an entourage of like eight people in a circle, and he was in the middle of it, and I didn't see a head.
Yeah, he's teens.
So that was one story. And the other one, you know, which is very funny. I got on the elevator one day in that building, and I was going downstairs. And right as the door was closing, Pacey gets on.
Oh, that would have made me very excited. Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson yeah. from Dawson's Creek. Yeah. Pacey gets on.
Something about that guy. I like him.
Do you remember the story?
No, vaguely.
It'll jog your memory. So Pacey gets on, and I was like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? And you know me, I'll talk to anyone yeah. famous. he was like, good. I said,
I'm the opposite. I will talk to no one famous. I'm always like, I'm not doing that.
He said, what are you doing here? Or I said, what are you doing here? And he said, he's like, I'm auditioning upstairs. He said, for the new Superman movie.
Right. I do remember
And
that
I went, song. Oh, wow, that's fucking cool, man. I was like, what part are you auditioning for?
I could hear him in that flat voice.
He looked at me so flat and went, Superman. And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
cute.
Because he could see it in my face.
Yeah.
"You are not Superman."
Yeah, no, he's not Superman. He's Pacey.
And he saw it all over my fucking face.
You don't go from Pacey to
face.
Superman.
Isn't that funny that he read for that?
That is weird. He's in little, well, they always have all
he's
those.
They bring in everybody.
Bring in for those parts.
In a certain age group, in a certain height.
Yeah.
Coloring and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
And then they pick somebody that is you would not expect. He's in Little Fires Everywhere paying a really like one note part.
He's been in stuff.
He was in The Affair, which I watched.
Right, that's
all the way
the one.
Through. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was your show. That was another one of your shows.
Oh yeah, that was a show
that I did not watch. All right, back to
your
holes.
Yeah, you did not like the whole Affair thing in season one. You were like, "And I'm done." That's
and just wasn't my
wasn't
my show.
Yeah,
it was totally your show.
I love that show.
All right,
it got a little weird at the end, but
back to your holes.
Back to my holes. Nobody can wait. Listen.
Oh, Jesus. Our dogs are literally
scratching
trying to break
at
in
the
this.
Door.
This is unbelievable.
You're beasts. They're such brats.
All right. So I did 67. So let me go to Jesus.
I want you to
do
open
we let
this.
Them in?
I don't know. I want you to open it and take a quick picture because I bet all four of them are on that landing.
No, but if we let them in, they'll knock everything down. We're not
No,
doing
they're
it.
Nightmares, but I do want to see who's out there. Can I just peek real quick?
Yes, just peek, but don't let them in. And tell them to go upstairs. Okay, who's there?
Dog. You have to post this on your Facebook. Charlie, get out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, okay.
I hope that cat meow. How many? All four?
Three.
Charlie, Levon, and Luna.
Yeah. I don't know where Nico is. This is hysterical. That's pretty much what I opened it to.
Charlie's the door scratcher,
yeah,
so that makes sense.
She's the door scratcher. I knew that was her. They're all, though, so in the bin.
So
spoiled. And, of course, if Charlie's there, then Levon's right next door.
All right. I say basement rules, like we just leave all this shit in here. Don't cut this out.
I mean, if you guys want to know what life at the Bryant
yes,
house is like,
this is what it's
pretty
like.
Mundane.
This is what
we
it's
yell
like.
At our animals a lot.
Cats. Pissing on our brand new couch.
Dude,
that's what
I can't
it's like.
Talk about that. That just ruined my night.
All right. I'm not going to read that one because I know you didn't see it. So I'm going to give you a chance here. All right. One of our great old pals here, Charles Martin Akers, says this. Ricochet. John Lithgow, Denzel Washington. It's like a quap movie.
I don't think so.
I didn't see Ricochet either. So that goes no.
I can spell it though.
Oh boy, this game's gonna take forever. We gotta stop with the stories.
Go fast. Let's do speedrun.
All right. Rick de Medeiros says this, a little movie that I know you've seen called Seven.
Of course I've seen Seven. It's wonderful. Gwenny's head in a box. That was a Lemonhead song.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You know the box had in it? Bunch of goop.
It was Gwen's head.
It's a bunch of goop.
I love Gwenny. Don't hate me for that, guys.
All right. I said I was going to do this randomly, so here we go. Adam Haddad says this, and this is a movie I somehow did not see.
Well, I hope I saw it.
Arlington Road.
That was Tim. I think I
it was
did.
Tim Didn't Robbins Tim and Robbins? Jeff Bridges, and I know it was a bomb thing.
No, I thought it was a weird house on a cul-de-sac thing.
Well, but it was also
with
a
neighbors.
Bomb thing. I know all about the movie somehow, but
I
never
saw the house.
Well, you might have seen it then. I'm going to count that as a yes.
No, put me in kind of like
no
the middle.
Middle
column.
There's no middle hole.
I think
that's the taint.
I can see. I don't go into the taint.
Between yes and no lies the taint.
Yeah. I can see the picture, you know, the picture they took for the movie.
On the silver screen?
The poster of Tim Robbins looking kind of menacing. Fuck, I don't know if I saw it.
I don't think he did.
Probably not.
All right, well, good, no. I do that to Noel, too.
Just if you can't confirm yes, then it's a no. That's
well,
fair.
Noel starts hedging. He's like, oh, there's a guy with the thing. And I'm like, no, you haven't seen this fucking movie. No, you didn't see this, but I'm going in order. So I'm going to go with Richard C. Anderson says Red Eye.
I've never even heard of that.
It was a thriller set on a plane with Cillian Murphy and Rachel McAdams.
That guy is so fucking weird. I love her. How'd I miss that?
Let's watch that.
Cillian Murphy is a weird mofo.
That sounds like a...
And I say weird in it. Like when I say something's weird, I mean, it's usually pretty...
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a weird dude. Yeah, I love Rachel McAdams. Like, love. I'll pretty much watch anything she's in,
she's
even
great.
If it makes me afraid to fly.
Right.
So I may not be watching that.
Or Fall in Love, Notebook.
Oh, my God. I think I've told my Notebook story of you.
Oh, what? I was like, man, I don't want to watch this, and then I'm crying?
Oh, I woke up to you sobbing at the end. Yeah, like...
Well, fuck me, man.
Oh, Jesus. You know I turn
it's not even fair.
I will still totally watch
Jenna
that movie.
Jenna Rollins and James Garner, like, let's show an old couple dying together.
Fuck that. So, like I do with all the movies that I just don't need to deal with that, when she shows up, like, you know she's going to stay with him. I'm like, great movie, and I turn it off when I watch it. I just don't need to see that shit. Plus, a little ham-fisted. That bookend stuff. You know, I didn't love it as much.
I know.
And I love those two. I love James Garner and...
It's one of those movies you just got to buy into because it's a little schmaltzy. It's a little on the nose. Those bookends are a little
They
heavy.
Had great chemistry, though.
Yes, because they were really
Ryan Gosling,
in love.
Yeah, well, but they fell in love on... But they had great chemistry. Like, that was why that
I
was
liked
a
that
great
movie.
Movie.
I liked it. I have no shame about that movie.
Nor should you, and it was adorable.
It's been a while since you've been on the show, and I'm really enjoying this. So
good. Yay.
It's been
I always
too
love
long.
Being here.
People have been... calling for you from the mountaintop.
Clamoring.
Clamoring.
I doubt that.
All right. We're going to go with Terry
way more holes.
Calejo, a movie that I know you've seen because we saw it not too long ago called Jagged Edge, a thriller.
Oh, God. It was so bad. I remember thinking it was so good and it was so bad.
No, it...
Babe, remember we talked... Jagged Edge was bad. And we talked about it because the good one
is
Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct.
Both of those.
Both of those are good. Jagged Edge was bad. I was so disappointed at how bad it was because I remembered it being good.
We're disappointed, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Fatal Attraction is awesome. Yeah.
So then the question is, greater than or less than Fatal Attraction or...
Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct.
Fatal Attraction. I liked Basic Instinct, but, you know.
I think you're right.
That was, like, more campy.
Yeah.
Fatal Attraction was just a good movie.
Which we watched not too long ago.
Yeah.
Remember we went through this little 80s thriller
we watched all of those. And see, those are the ones I'll watch. 80s thrillers were totally in my wheelhouse. Yeah. What they do now is pure terror. I don't like to be terrorized
no,
in my house.
You're not.
I don't, who likes that though? Like, who genuinely, like, is your life so mundane that you want to be scared out of your pants?
There are people out there that love that shit.
I know, but that's like a thrill seeker. Like,
maybe.
And that was really offensive. I didn't mean to offend anybody.
Well, you're so boring.
Yeah, bored. You're so bored, not boring.
Oh, that's okay.
Can you take that out? Beep, 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 beep.
No, leave it in there. It's no big deal.
I was an asshole.
No, you weren't an asshole.
Slightly an asshole.
Jodie Fountain brings us... Are you serious? Did you just do that into a microphone?
I had something in my tooth. I didn't mean to. It's bugging me.
God.
Can you take that out?
No. Everyone needs to know.
Warts and all. No, they really don't.
Sloshy you. So Jodie Fountain brings us this little thriller, a little movie that I know you've seen called Prisoners.
Prisoners.
Denis Villeneuve. You saw it.
Can you?
It was the one that, Villeneuve did the couple of movies you've seen.
Was it The Rock?
Jake Gyllenhaal, Enemy, where he had the doppelganger, and that ended with...
Oh, that was good.
Spoiler. It ended with that fucking big tarantula in the room.
That was weird.
Prisoners was another movie. Hugh Jackman with the kidnapping of his daughter. Shot in Atlanta. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal was the investigator, and Paul Dano was the weirdo... would-be kidnapper.
You know I saw this?
I know you saw this.
Okay. I mean, it sounds kind of familiar, but
I'm putting
I have
that
no
in
recall.
Because right.
I saw it with you.
That's fine. I didn't see that coming. Let me see here. All right, here we go. The next one in line is from Jordan Wang, and he says, this, a little movie from Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson that I saw for sure before we were together, called Dead Again.
I don't think I saw that. I know of it.
You remember Dead Again?
Vaguely.
All right. No?
I don't think I saw it.
Black and white, I think?
I don't think I saw it. You know, I worked with him on The Gingerbread Man.
That's right. You worked with Robert Altman.
4-hour Hamlet that he screened for the cast and crew. Thank you. Not a Shakespeare person, guys.
Whoa. Burn, Kenneth B.
He was lovely. That was not one of my favorite nights.
Suck it. All right. We are, just so you know, we are 5 to 6 right now.
And I'm sure you could have made this like less even.
I know. God, this is taking forever. All right. Aaron Guyug says this, and I know you've seen this. Just go ahead and say yes to a little movie called Mulholland Drive.
Love, of course, anything Lynchian, except the remake of...
I knew you were going to say that. All right, here's the next one. Now you've seen this. David Keith says this. Sci-fi thriller, Ex Machina.
Oh, it's great.
You love that movie.
Love.
Me too.
Plus Isaac, Oscar Isaacs. Meow.
Yeah, he's handsome. He's got a thing.
There's a thing.
Yeah, it's beyond handsome. He's got a thing.
It's a thing.
I fell in love with him and as Lewin Davis. So
you know how mad I am
every time
about
I see
movie.
Him, I just see, well, because the cat.
The cat. Fucking the! I will never love the Coens because of the animal
they
shit.
They fuck with animals.
And that
so
cat
weird.
Shit made me so. I was so
almost
stressed
every
about
single
that
movie,
cat.
They kill an animal or lose
or
an animal.
Fuck it up, and I just was so. I was mad throughout Lewin Davis. I wanted to love it.
I know. She was so great in that Carrie Mulligan.
Yeah, she was funny. God, she just as like the aggro ex-wife.
About when she's talking about what is the great line she has, because he got her pregnant, like take a condom and wrap it in a condom or something like that. She was so awesome.
Yeah, I've blocked that movie out because I'm mad at it.
All right, let me see here. What is the next one?
He's little too, I think.
Well, here's one. Here's the next one. This is from Nick Faulkner. He says, "No Country for Old Men." No, you did not see that.
I cannot.
Because of the aforementioned Coen brothers, you're not like the biggest Coen brothers person.
I'm not. I finally just...
You had to reckon with that. Fargo. You like Oh Brother, We're Out There. You like a few of their movies.
Yeah, Blood Simple. Even that, you know.
But it's like, I get it. You don't love them.
I don't. It's not. It's just not my style, I guess. But it's not
the animal
cool
stuff
to not
has
like the
a
Coens.
Lot to... No, it's all right. You got to be yourself.
But you know me, I am myself. I'm not going to be something that I'm not.
And that's
ever.
Why I married you.
And don't you even think it. That's another movie. Yeah.
Movie ref.
Yeah.
Name that movie, people. I'll give you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Say anything.
Say anything. The very young at the time. Lily Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
And don't you even think it.
That'll never be me. That'll never, 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 never. Don't you even think it.
So great.
So great.
All right, this
another
is
great movie.
Shannon Redding. Did you say not a great movie?
Another great movie. Okay. Get your head out of your ass.
Shannon Redding McQueen says, this little movie that I really love, that I think you've seen it, called No Way Out.
Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, Gene Hackman.
I do not like Sean Young.
But did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh, okay.
That was great. What was his name?
Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, Kaiser Soze.
No,
yeah.
That was from My Usual Suspects.
No, not Kaiser Soze. What was his name?
You mean when
it was
he
the
was
Russian name.
Outed Dimitri, I think. I think it was fucking Dimitri.
Okay. Great movie. I do not like Sean Young. I will stand
that
by
that. Was a really good thriller out of
great.
That time period.
Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
was
I
really
remember
great.
Like being like, oh, didn't see that coming.
God damn, I miss Gene Hackman. So much.
Sad face.
I miss him so much. And, you know, him. I get it. You retire, like, that's a stand-up thing to do.
Well,
is
it's
to
nice
be
to
like,
know
you know what,
when
I'm
done. Yeah.
I know, but.
Plus, movie life, God. I mean, that's.
One of my all-time favorites.
Thing. Oh, shit.
That's right. Just water.
Okay, I know, but it's on our daughter's quilt on your.
It's okay. We're good.
Very important.
All right, here we go. Chris Sweeney says this little movie called, that I saw, The Machinist.
No, where Christian Bale got super skinny? Nah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a dead heat at 16. Yeah. It always comes down to the wire, it seems like. Oh, here we go. Grant Woody, one of our old friends, says this. The movie, I remember seeing this. I don't know if, I bet you have. Copycat.
I have seen
remember?
This.
Remember? Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Oh, I love that
there's
movie.
There's like an agoraphobic.
Oh my God. She's agoraphobic and there's
Harry
a serial
Connick
killer.
Jr.
And Harry Connick Jr. is a serial killer. Right. I've seen that movie a couple of times. That is a good scary ass movie.
Yeah, that was a good thriller.
Yes, but he.
I love how excited you got about that fucking movie.
Well, because it took me a minute. Harry Connick Jr.
He was threatening in that movie.
Terrifying. I know. I mean, and when he gets her over the stall.
Normally,
at the
just
end.
So charming and
yeah. Because then you've got Hope Floats. It's like, come on.
Well, and also ba ba boop ba ba.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that whole
he's like
side
jazzy guy. Like he's
Emily just did jazz hands.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Yeah, good movie. I'd see that again, actually.
I've seen it. I feel like I've seen it semi-recently. And Sigourney Weaver is great as like a,
she's great and everything.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Of course she is.
All right, we're going to go with, oh boy, it's coming down the wire. Sophie Bristol says this movie, I'm pretty sure you saw this with me even, Kiss the Girls.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Were we together then? That was 90s, I feel like.
I feel like there was never a time when we weren't, so.
She jumps off a cliff to save herself mm-hmm. from her abduction.
Yeah.
Like, props.
All right, you got a good 2-point lead here going into the
Kimmy,
final two.
Set me up for success, babe.
Now I'm just going in order. Let me see.
You're not cheating just a little? To make me feel good?
No. John Bick says this.
I was like, John Wick?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
I did see it. It was great. Gwynny.
I think you just cinched it. So there is 11 to 8.
Awesome.
So that's 19.
Yeah.
One more to go.
So
you cinched it. And you know what? The very last one is Christopher Austin says Michael Clayton, which I know you've seen.
Yeah, it's great.
So
Tom
Boom.
Boom. I feel good about this.
Tom Boom?
Tom Boom. Tom.
He's great. No, it was Clooney.
No, Michael Clayton also was Tom, the British guy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Tom
where
Wilkinson. Hiddleston was
Wilkinson. Hiddleston.
God, he's great.
He's great.
All right. Shit. We are. Oh, actually, we're great. That seemed like it's
we are great.
All right, everyone. Everyone knows, and I've talked about this a bunch.
But you didn't include what. Well, Ruby won't go talk for Frozen for very long, but. We didn't leave much time for her segment.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Everyone's fucking at home.
Yeah.
People want more.
Okay. Got time for the ramblings?
More is more.
More
right
is more.
Now, finally.
All right.
Less is not more. So everyone knows because I've talked about it a bunch and we teased it on the previous episode about the fact, and everyone thinks it's adorable. And a lot of ladies sort of agree more than men that watching a movie because of a house.
Yeah.
Is okay.
Yeah.
You will watch a movie.
Yeah.
That you don't even like necessarily that much.
I don't love. I can't hate the movie.
You can't hate the movie.
But if it's a good house, I rarely am going to hate a movie.
But you will watch a movie because of a house.
Yeah.
And the example I always give of you watching a movie that you really just like ordinarily would never watch.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
The Lake House?
No, because that I could see you getting into that. As
that movie was fairly schmaltzy.
It's schmaltzy, but you've got your little guilty pleasures.
I like
that.
Sandy, too.
But what movie? What do you not usually indulge as dumb comedies?
Oh, fucking Yumi and McGee. What was that?
Yumi and Dupree.
That movie
or
was...
Or Me, You, and Dupree, yeah, or whatever it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, what, that house.
What was the person he said? Me and Mr. McGee?
I don't know.
Me and Bobby McGee?
Yeah, yeah.
So you will watch that house because...
That house, it's a craftsman.
Beautiful craftsman.
I mean, that when we were renovating our house, I kept
referencing
that,
was your go-to.
That house.
That was your fucking mood board.
I was like, make it look like this. And it's funny because I looked into it. So they took a craftsman and added that kind of unexpected dimension. Of course, Hollywood did it. Like the art department got in there and made it sweet.
Sure.
But that, I mean, that... fireplace and that stairway and that open living room and all the paneling and you know.
So what else? What are a few before we get into this? Lake House, one of your other favorites,
yeah,
because that was just redonkulous.
Well, and there are some other cool interiors in that as well.
Oh, okay, cool
yes.
interiors,
cool interiors.
What else? What are some of your other favorite abodes?
The one, the one.
No, I've talked about this.
Yeah,
the
conservatory,
in Practical Magic. Oh, here we go. Bless you.
It's not COVID. I have allergies.
I know. Right when pollen season kicks in.
Oh, my God. My lungs are seizing.
I know,
and I'm like, but I'm allergic.
Do you need a tissue? Or you...
Yeah, probably.
So Practical Magic. I've talked to that a bunch.
Yeah. I feel like we did this. This
Here,
feels...
blow your... Move away from the mic at least. When you...
This is what it's like living with me.
It is. Hey, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Lost, right?
What?
What you're just singing?
Oh, no.
A version of that.
Did you just, that's a deep cut.
Come on, no, everybody.
It's, you remember what it is? You all, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the stupid
Damon,
band
Damon?
From Lost.
Yeah, that guy. What happened to that guy?
Ackerman made a reference to that on the REM podcast or the YouTube podcast.
Lost or that band?
That band and that song. And he and Adam Scott were talking about it.
How did that come out with either of those artists?
I say Ackerman now like he's my best pal.
Yeah, you know.
I like to think he is. So,
in your mind, he is.
What other favorite, you could talk for hours about
I'm having an allergy
my
attack.
Industry man crushes.
Oh, your industry man crushes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like dudes I met and want to meet. Like,
oh, yeah.
I practically. Yeah.
Anyone like, in the comedic
my
genre.
My interview with Ben Sinclair, remember how excited I was about that?
I was pretty jazzed about that, too.
Well, of course you were.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah.
What other houses? What other apartments?
You're putting me on the spot. I'm not good at
well,
that.
Well, let me think about it.
Like, I mean, oh, my God. Diane Keaton's house in the one with Jack Nicholson where she got naked.
Oh,
that house was amazing.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God. It was like a country house in Connecticut and, you know, yeah. It had this like amazing kitchen and, it, you know,
but you're kind of all over the place. You also see something like, are you blowing your nose again?
I am. I'm having an allergy attack. Feel free to pause while I deal with this. I mean, really?
I think we should leave all
I mean,
this
really?
In. I do. The Parasite that we just saw, like that house, yeah. Holy shit.
That house was amazing.
And that's not really our style. Like, I'm way more into the modern thing than you are, but you will go there.
I like mid-century modern that kind of dips into that, like that big great room with like the all the glass.
And that okay. Fucking coffee table.
Sidebar. I don't really know much about Dakota Johnson other than she's, you know, in those... Like, she's spawn of...
Yeah, Donna Melanie.
Yeah, Donna Melanie. And she's dating Gwyneth Paltrow's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just honestly has seemed like a little vanilla every
you
time
I've
seen
her. In a ton of movies.
No,
even.
She hasn't been in a ton of movies. I didn't see Fifty Shades of Grey. No, I didn't watch that. Are you kidding me?
You read all three of those
well,
motherfuckers.
I did, because it's fine literature. But I would never watch those smutty movies.
They really degraded the fine quality.
I know. I would totally watch that movie it was on. But I have not. I've not seen it. So I don't really know much about her. But I read Architectural Digest like pretty religiously. And
sure.
Her house is in it. And I'd seen a picture or two. And I was like, I need to see more. This house is fucking amazing.
Yeah, there's a YouTube.
It's a video on Architectural Digest. And this house is amazing. And she is so charming. Then Chuck watched. I sent it to him. And I mean, like thoroughly
what did I
enjoyed.
Say? I was like, first of all, I love that house.
And she's adorable.
I said, second, I have like the biggest crush on her.
Yeah,
now.
She's really great.
Yeah, she was funny.
But that house, man, I was
and
like.
She had good taste.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about.
That house was, I cannot stop thinking about that house. That house has gotten me through the first week of this disaster that. Our world is in.
That's right.
I've watched that video a lot.
She would feel good knowing that. So we are going to move on to best movie houses. And what I asked people was, what are your kind of, it's almost like Janet Varney on the JB Club podcast does the MASH game at the end of her shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions is often
MASH.
Like, what will you...
Mansion, apartment.
Yeah.
Something house.
Apartment. Oh, shit.
Studio house?
No, it's not studio.
What's S?
Mansion, apartment. I can't remember. You're looking it up, though, which is great. So I kind of asked them that version of that game, which is... Where
shack.
Shack house.
Yeah.
Where would you most like to live?
Yeah.
Not even like what movie house do you love the most? It's like, where would you actually want to live? And this is what we found out. All right. So we're going to start with Zach Pointer, one of our oldest pals, says Notting Hill. I didn't see this, but he said Hugh Grant's place was pretty cool. He says homely and inviting. I think he means homey.
No, homely. Okay, so that's it. When watching British designer shows, they say homely when they mean homey.
Oh,
homely
really?
Here means wan and pale.
What?
And yeah, isn't that funny?
They say homely.
Homely. It's come up in a lot of the British designer shows.
It kind of makes sense as a word if you think about it. It's very homely.
Pearson Caroline, I would say. No, actually, they don't say homely, but there's another. British designer person that kept saying homely, and I was like, so it's bad? Because homely here isn't good.
I think Zach lives in Japan, so I don't know. I don't think he's English. Maybe.
I mean, it was like, I saw it. It was kind of like an apartment. It was pretty cool. Yeah. I'll go with that, Zach.
All right. One of our old friends, Minal Detta, says, the murder house in the American version of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. We saw that, but I don't remember the house.
It was Rooney. I don't remember the house.
It was Fincher, so it had to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And she says, close second, Parasite House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. The aforementioned. Karen Knox says that Parasite House. Oh, interesting. She says, apparently they built it just for the movie.
Really? Of course they did.
Well, knowing what I know about the director now, because Casey said he's so like meticulous, sure.
It's like he had a bit. Well, and to shooting in a house like that, you know, like you need a lot of extra space.
Oh, totally.
To fit all of your gear and
people and shit. Well, and he just had a look he was going for.
But really, if you think about it, there was some stuff upstairs, but it was that great main room and then the kitchen leading to
that beautiful wall.
Yeah, leading to the crazy.
Yeah, that lit up, leading to chaos.
Yeah.
Donald Terrell says the house in Ex Machina. Mm. Remember how amazing that was?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
When Oscar Isaacs got silently stabbed. That was very weird.
Oh, my God. I want to see that again,
I think. Just like... shoved that the was knife one of the into great, him, like, and it was like, why isn't there?
So creepy.
Why isn't this?
Because that's how a robot would do it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be like because there's no emotion.
No,
it wouldn't be like ah.
But like he was like there was it was so just, non-dramatic.
Like how do you kill?
Yeah,
insert knife.
I will kill you
heart.
In your kidney with the tip of a sharp knife.
We went for different organs. That was
what'd you say?
Well, I said heart.
I was focusing on the kidney. It was in his stomach. you'd have to go through a chest plate for the heart. That would have been much more.
You were focusing on the kidney.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It was easy to slice into.
I won't sleep on my side tonight.
Oh, come on. I'm way too tired in the middle of the night to murder you. If I wasn't, it probably would have happened by now. Yeah. As you know, I'm not like a middle of the night happy person.
Okay, here we go. Skylar Ward says this, obviously Practical Magic.
I'm begging for a conservatory. We live on a quarter of an acre, so that will literally never happen.
Oh, here's one I know you're going to love. Michael McCord, I'm with you there, my friend. He says this, the brownstone in the Royal Tannenbaums.
Oh, God, it's wonderful.
Fucking
how has that not
great.
Been in my, like, of course that was at some point.
Yeah.
The game closet alone.
Yeah.
We're going to have one of those by the end of the quarantine period.
A brownstone?
A game closet that looks like that. I just keep ordering all of those 80s, awesome 80s games that I think Ruby will be able to play versions of.
Vanessa Lopez, our old friend, says Tony Stark's house in Iron Man. You probably don't remember that, but it's this.
I do. Supermod.
On the fucking cliffs of like Malibu or whatever.
Cool. Super cool. Yeah, that's amazing. Generally not my style, but as far as appreciating a beautiful piece of architecture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian Pudel says this. It's not fancy, but I love the house in the Goonies.
I love the house in the – well, I love where the house is in the Goonies. Astoria is magical.
Yeah, but it's kind of this great old like
rundown Victorian. It has a lot of, it has a lot of character for sure. That big wraparound porch.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It was cool.
And like the high ceilings and old rooms.
Oh, here we go. Grant Woody, one of our old pals, says this. The house in the Family Stone is my wife's favorite all-time movie house.
That was a nice house.
That was great.
Yeah. It was kind of like a colonial – As I recall, right? Like a white colonial?
I don't remember. We both like that movie.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the house.
Yeah, it was a nice house, for sure.
Lindsay Rubin says Andy McDowell's apartment from Green Card. I don't remember that.
I think I saw Green Card, but I don't remember it.
Hmm. Knives Out is on here from Corey Robinson.
I need to see that.
I've not seen that yet. Let me see here.
That should be on our quarantine movies.
Nicole Renee says, I always love Meryl Streep's brownstone and Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, it's pretty. It's
she says it just wasn't featured long enough.
It's like a hotel. That place is amazing. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
It's got like the staircase. It's very non-brownstone like because it's so expansive.
Yeah.
But there's like the staircase all the way through the middle that just is, you know.
Lovely. Karen Gilmore Hall says this. How about the Mamma Mia compound?
I love the
white and blue.
Actually, it's pretty sweet. Greek. It's in Mexico, I think. Oh, Greek, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Greek, blue and white aesthetic.
Yeah, good call on that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's very good. I mean, you know, I love ABBA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Grant Yoakam votes for Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to live there.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I remember this
because
one.
Because it was interior designed by Wes Anderson and his crew, so it's magic.
Dan R., but you can only walk down the center of every room. That's the only problem with those places.
Speaking of which, what was the one with the little girl and the little boy? That house was pretty sweet.
Oh, Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom,
yeah. That was cool. Dan R. Evans says Pacific Heights. Do you remember that? Melanie Griffith and Matthew Modine and Michael Keaton.
I do.
It was a thriller, Pacific Heights, neighborhood of San Francisco, obviously. Yeah.
Matthew Modine. So was this in the 80s?
It was, boy, I want to say 80s, maybe early 90s.
Don't you have a Matthew Modine story? Or your brother does.
Well, Scott worked with him. And like they were pals.
Yeah.
He's great. Let me see. Chris Preville says the Addams Family home.
Yeah, that's 90s. Obviously. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sherry Oldenburg says the New York loft from Ghost. I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
that place was sweet.
Was it?
Yeah, that's the clay scene. Yeah, that was a good call.
Oh, was she shooting clay in her apartment?
A
we call it shooting clay, throwing clay.
Nobody says shoot clay.
Spinning clay?
You do shoot clay if you're shooting skeet.
Yeah, but what's the
throwing.
It called? Throwing clay.
Yeah. Throwing, pottery.
Throwing pottery?
Yeah. You're doing good.
I'm getting it all wrong.
You're doing great.
All right, let me go one more here with Megan Johnson Frucci says, and I totally agree. Remember that Jack Black, Kate Winslet movie, The Holiday?
Yeah, did not love that movie.
The Cottage, though, in England.
Also, her house in California where the Everly
was
pretty
sweet
cool, too.
Yeah. But boy, that cottage.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Again, I would watch that movie again because I don't love the movie, but I do love the houses.
All right.
There was a not great movie with, I think it was Meryl Streep and Steve Martin. And, it was the one, It's Complicated.
I didn't see that.
She had a beautiful bakery and she was getting a house renovation from Steve Martin. And that was pretty sweet too.
So it's really not that complicated.
It's really not that complicated. Those are the movies that make like she has a beautiful bakery and then this huge house that her beautiful bakery built.
I know.
Which is not possible.
I know.
Like that it's
never real.
Economy of scale. Like
just
you
like
can't
the
have
the
one.
The Friends wouldn't have lived in that apartment.
Mm-mm.
Although I think the solve for Friends was it was like Monica and Chandler's or Monica and Ross's grandmothers or something.
Oh, interesting.
I think I remember that being the case for some reason.
Because somebody like, yeah, but then how did Joey and Chandler live across the street?
Well, theirs was way smaller.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. The main apartment was like this big fucking open thing. And it was smaller.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
It's TV.
Yeah. It's real.
Did you have fun?
This was great. Of course I had fun. Now I'm like, do we have to finish?
Yes, we do. It's 11
o'clock. I got my second wind.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. After 10, I was dying. I was like, after
well,
the first one.
Well, I mean, do you want to do a few questions?
Sure.
All right. Fuck.
I have a little bit more wine. I have this much more time in me.
All right. You have half an inch of wine?
Yeah.
That's like one sip.
Now I can make that last really two or three.
Which is so weird.
With my patented sipping technique.
Patent pending. All right. Let me go to comment card. We're going to finish up with some questions for you. I thought you were way done.
No, not at all.
So I closed it down.
I totally got my second wind.
All right. Okay. Let's start it out with... Are you yawning?
No.
Fuck, you just said you were fine.
There's no oxygen in here, man.
Like, what do you mean there's no oxygen?
No, there's no oxygen. It's hot.
We're
it's
not
stuffy.
Underwater.
It's stuffy. It's your fault.
All right, this is a good one. This is a little not so specific, but I want to get your take. Mario Escobar says this. Would it be helpful or detrimental to have separate best director categories for men and women at the Oscars? I'm going to answer real quick while you think. I'm going to say detrimental. And let's just, you know, try and level the playing field a little bit more. That's all that needs to happen.
Well, part of the problem is there are so few women directors. There's still, I mean, there are more every year, but there are still fewer women directors and even fewer Oscar opportunities for women. So it would feel a little bit like a gimme.
That's what it feels like to me, is like, oh, let's give you your own category. Like, it needs to be, I mean, they're right, they're there anyway with the men. It's just they're not getting the recognition.
Well, women need more opportunity.
It's stupid. It has nothing to do with
your having a vagina,
body parts. Yeah. It's
but
so
it does.
Dumb.
It has so much to do with that.
Oh, God, it's so annoying. Lisa Potts.
Good question, though. I mean, I don't hate that.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a thought, yeah. A thought provoker.
But also, there's still so few women directors that movies would be in there that have no business probably being Oscar contenders. So it would feel totally like a. Somebody is forcing their body against
There's a dog
the door.
Wedging.
We're going to open the door and a dog's going to fall in. That's how like much.
You know what I picture? I picture Charlie like with a glass glass against the wall
totally.
Up to her ear.
Who are they talking to?
They're so mad. Do you think they need something? They need to
no,
get out?
I put them out in between. Blake, stop it. Stop it.
All right. Matthew Jackson says this. Do you ever have the desire to shave Chuck's beard while he sleeps?
Never.
No.
I love that beard.
Sharon Aloysius. Great name.
But I have to say he looks really different without it, people. I don't know if he's ever posted a Chuck middle of facial hair picture, but he looks like a completely different human being. It's pretty weird.
I look younger.
Younger, and just your face shape is different. Like,
I know.
You look different.
Well, all my chins come out. That's why I have the beard.
Lucky.
The chins come out at night. Sharon Aloysius. Aloysius. Great name.
Aloysius?
Says, what was your favorite movie, Emily, as a teenager?
Oh, geez. There's so many. The Goonies I really loved.
You're a big Goonieite.
Oh, yeah. I loved all of, you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th. I loved all the thrillers. I'm trying to think of like what would be like a pinnacle movie for me back then. Footloose, anything with Molly Ringwald in it, Pretty in Pink. I would say probably John Hughes.
Just as a whole.
As a whole, yeah.
Sure.
Of the ones like Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful, 16 Candles, I'd say it's a pretty even split between Pretty in Pink and Some Kind of Wonderful. As far as like my kind of favorite teenage movie.
Yeah.
I'll end on that. That seems like a good.
All right. Let's finish with this.
It was funny. Real quick. I had my staff who's, you know, like the oldest person is like 35.
Right.
I had they were kind of like one
from
day.
Your old ass.
Yeah. Well, the oldest next to me, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. And they were having a Molly Ringwald conversation. I was like, let me help you guys out with this because they didn't get it.
Oh, my and God. I didn't get like why people love her?
No, but I guess it's like if you're coming in, like a
Talk
decade
about a
plus.
Generational divide.
It was. And I was like, I can help you out with this, you know, because I'm like, I'm never like you idiots, even if I think it, because I get that they have different, you know. But I was like, she was cool. Like, she just exuded cool. There was something about her.
Well, and cool, but, like, accessible cool.
Yeah.
And, like, someone you could know.
She wasn't a bitch. She wasn't,
she wasn't a supermodel, like, at all, like, just sort of worked.
But she was so cool, the way she dressed, the way she acted, I was like, she was
very likable.
And in the 80s, being cool was more important than being pretty, I feel like. There were the people that cared about being pretty, but the cool factor with if you're punk rock, which of course I was, you wanted to be cool.
Right.
You weren't so worried about being like made up and pretty.
Yeah.
She was more punk rock as far as that goes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Well, it is now 11:04. We're going to bed.
Yeah.
And
we'll probably have one more drink. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everyone. And thank you for joining me, my sweets. This is great.
So fun. Thank you guys for having me. I really do enjoy
this. They love you. This has been a lot of fun. They got to see us in our element, just sitting around in the basement, getting drunk,
picking at each other,
which is great.
Normally we're in our sunroom, which is much prettier than our basement, actually.
So
we have a sweet sunroom.
We do have a sweet sunroom. That's kind of become like the main hangout room.
It's
in the
a
house.
Fucking sweet sunroom.
Yeah, maybe I'll post a picture of the old sunroom.
I would say that rivals any of the movie sets that I've.
Whoa. All right. So thanks for listening, everyone. We love you. Be safe. Be careful. Be kind. Be courteous.
Wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Wash your hands.
The chorus of No Scrubs.
That's right. And be good to one another. It's tough right now. So hang in there, and we're thinking about you.
Be safe.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.